2 years ago, when I landed on your soil, I said to the people of the Philippines, I shall return. Tonight, I repeat those words. Nothing is more certain than the ultimate reconquest and liberation from the enemy of those and adjacent lands. One of the great offensives of the war will be launched for that purpose.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, January 26th, 2018. The soldier above all others prays for peace, for it is the soldier who must suffer and bear the deepest wounds and scars of war. Those are the words of American General Douglas MacArthur, born on this date in 1880 in Little Rock, Arkansas. He is best known for his command of the Allied forces in the Pacific Theater during World War II. MacArthur was born on an army base into a family with a strong military history. His father had been decorated for his service in the Union Army during the Civil War. His mother was from Virginia, and her brothers had fought for the South. In 1893, his family moved to San Antonio, Texas, and MacArthur attended the West Texas Military Academy, where he began to show academic promise. He was also a member of several of the school's sports teams. After high school, he enrolled at the United States Military Academy at West Point, where he excelled and in 1903 graduated with honors. After the United States declared war on Germany in World War I, the 42nd Division, the so-called Rainbow Division, a National Guard unit composed of soldiers from a number of different states, was created, and MacArthur was given command. In 1918, he participated in the Meuse-Argonne Offensive, during which he repeatedly distinguished himself as a capable military leader. Upon returning from Europe, he became the superintendent at West Point, a post he held for the next 3 years. In 1930, he was promoted to general and selected Army Chief of Staff. Over the next few years, his efforts were primarily devoted to maintaining a military that, like the rest of the country, was crippled by the Great Depression. In July 1941, he was recalled to active duty and became commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific. A Japanese invasion of the Philippines that same year drove his forces from the country, but in the years that followed, he launched a number of successful offensive operations against the Japanese military in that region. When North Korea invaded South Korea in 1950, MacArthur was placed in command of the newly created United Nations forces and quickly drove back the attack. However, he failed to anticipate impending attacks by Chinese forces and was soon forced to retreat. In the aftermath of this defeat, MacArthur was vocal about his belief that the war should be expanded to include China, despite warnings from President Truman that he should keep his opinions to himself. Exasperated by MacArthur's refusal to do so, Truman finally relieved him of his command in April 1951. MacArthur returned to the United States and settled in Washington, D.C. The American public welcomed him back as a hero, but Truman continued to be openly critical of his actions. In 1952, MacArthur met with Dwight Eisenhower, who had just been elected president, and advised him on how to end the Korean War. His decidedly extreme strategy, which included the use of atomic weapons, was rejected. MacArthur died in Washington on April 5, 1964, at the age of 84. He was honored with a state funeral and was buried in the Douglas MacArthur Memorial in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 26, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.